It's 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. And what are we seeing so far on this Thursday, Ellen?
Well, the market's doing a little backpedaling after a couple of really strong days. It's kind of hard to think that we've been up as much as we have been on the beans, but the trade has been pretty darn nervous. Seeing pictures, particularly over the long weekend of flooding in Argentina. The weather forecasts look like they've kind of straightened out for the big rains in Argentina. At least the areas affected will continue to shrink, and high temperatures between 100 and 110 degrees ought to dry up some of these very wet fields. Of course, some of them won't get planted. But still, the bean market's down anywhere from 7.5 to about a penny this morning, with March beans at 1060, 7.5 down 7.5. New crop November's down just a penny at 1027.25. On the corn side of things, we did have a sale, and the daily reporting system announced unknown destinations of 110,000 metric tons. It appears to be on the drought monitor maps of the U.S. that very dry area in the southeast is really shrinking pretty quickly. And I think the only dry area in the south now centers right around Oklahoma, eastern part of Oklahoma. One fellow that I talked to in the western part of Kansas, and also one in the Oklahoma Panhandle, said despite the icy weekend that they weather, they'll take moisture any way they can get it. Announcement that the former governor of Georgia will be named as the designee for USDA secretary puts all of Trump's cabinet members out there, and doesn't seem to be very many people grumbling about him as a choice. Farmer background, grain merchandising background, I think will be good, even though he's not in the Midwest, as some people were hoping we would see. He's got a good grain background. Corn feed use looks to be rather strong. Could see some really good support in this corn market on dips. March corn this morning is down 2.5 cents at 362.5. With the new crop December at 390. On the livestock side of things, we're on the weak side, except for the January feeders, which are up 22 cents. This hog market looks like it's a little bit ahead of itself. We've had about a $14 upside move in the April hogs since the 1st of October. Again, we're always watching this dollar index. It's been down on some kind of comments from Trump yesterday. Yellen came out and said, no, a weak dollar isn't all it's cranked up to be. So the dollar right now is up about 23 points, back up over 101. On the crude oil, we're up about 61 cents this morning at 51.69 in the nearby Feb. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday and in your weather forecast today. Cloudy skies and rain here for the next day or so. Rain likely today with isolated thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Also seeing some patchy fog. Look for a high of 45 degrees. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Occasional rain and isolated thunderstorms, especially this evening. Patchy fog through the night. The low 42. Cloudy skies tomorrow with slight chance of rain in the morning with some patchy fog as well at a high of 52 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow night. A 30% chance of rain in the evening. The low 45. Partly sunny for Saturday. The high 60. This is Illinois Public Media. WILL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.